relationship in our life. The day we see that in the waters of baptism, that God reached into this simple water, started out in Canada, came here. The simple water and his mighty word, and has chosen Audrey as his child. And he says in Scripture that once he has placed his mark on her, she has the promise of everlasting life. He will never forsake her, and nothing can snatch her out of his hands. She can walk away freely. That's the wonderful love of God, that he would even allow that to happen. That she can walk away from him, but as far as he's concerned, he'll always be running after her. And always encouraging her, and always loving her, and wanting her to be part of the family. And all of heaven is rejoiced today. They're having a huge celebration in heaven today because of what happened here in the simple water and the word. Isn't that amazing? Every time we have a baptism, I just think about that. Every time we have the confession of sin, we receive the wonderful promise of forgiveness through Christ's blood and his sacrifice. It just amazes me that all of heaven is rejoicing over anyone who turns to the Lord and receives this wonderful gift. As we continued with our up relationship, we talked about the next relationship, which is our in relationship. And I define it as meet God, meet family, meet friends, because in October we'll be talking about out. So up, in, and out, the triangle that we've been working on. And today I wanted to talk about relationships. And it just seemed really amazing to me that in the Old Testament lesson, in Ezekiel chapter 34, you hear God saying he is going to be the shepherd of his sheep. He is going to call them. He is going to seek them out. He is going to take care of them. He is going to be their shepherd. And all the sheep are going to be gathered together, and there will be a wonderful celebration because they will know that they are taken care of, that they are provided for, that they will be secure in the arms of their God, their good shepherd. And so when we talk about meeting God, meeting friends, which is the end, we talk about fellowship. Last week, I showed you two clips. The first one was from the introduction to Happy Days. And I talked about Happy Days, you know, the sitcom that was back a while ago. And we talked about how the place that I always, as a young person, thought would be really cool was that we had an Arnold's in our neighborhood. If you go to Arnold's, then it just seemed like you fit in, right? There was a fellowship there. And I also showed you the clip, which was the introduction to Cheers. And I always loved the song at the beginning of Cheers, even though we weren't being proponents of what was served at Cheers. We were saying that it was a great place where people could come together and where everyone knew your name, and they were always glad when you came, right? And we're talking about how these were examples of koinonia, fellowship, but they paled in comparison to what God wants for his church. When I was a young person, I thought, wouldn't it be great to be part of the Cheers family? Wouldn't it be able to say, just like they always said when Norm came in, "Hi, Norm!" That they would say, "Hi, Brian!" You know, I always thought that'd be really cool, you know, to be part of a fellowship, to be part of a community, to be part of a family. And I had a great family. It wasn't that I didn't have a good family at home, but there was always this desire to be part of something where you could be welcome, where they really valued your presence. And I had a desire for that. So we talked about fellowship, koinonia. Today I would like to talk about the next step, which I think is really important. Is we talked about Acts 2, and we talked about the disciples devoting them, or the people devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, koinonia, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer, right? They sold everything that they had, and they gave to everyone as they had need. I mean, it's a beautiful picture. And the thing, we could spend, one of the elders was saying to me, we could spend a year on just that passage, and we would never amply cover it, okay? But I think what's so important about this idea of relationships is that I wanted to talk about what it means that we have our relationship with God, but there is no joy, or there's very little joy, when you are rejoicing in what God has given to you by yourself. How many of you love having your birthday alone? Some of you are going, yes. You must have grown up in a large family. What about celebrating a really cool thing that happened at work? You go home and you talk to yourself. How much fun is that? I mean, there is something built into us as human beings where we are designed to celebrate wonderful things that happen. We're designed to celebrate together. And it's no mistake that koinonia comes from the Greek word, is the Greek word that comes from two words, meaning running together in unison. And the word today that I'd like to teach you is the word that is used here in both of these parables that Jesus tells in Luke chapter 15, where he tells about the reaction of first the shepherd when he finds his lost sheep. What does he do? Puts him up on his shoulders, takes him home, right? And then what does he do? He calls his family and friends together and says what? Yes, rejoice with me, for I found my lost sheep. And they have a party, a celebration. What happens with the woman when she loses her coin? She searches carefully all over the house. She finds it, and what does she do? She calls her friends and neighbors together and says, rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin. I'd like to teach you a word today, and it's interesting because it comes from the same root word that koinonia starts out with, and it's, the word is chorus, which is the same word we get the word chorus from. And what happens in a song when you don't know the verse? How many of you get excited when you know the chorus? Every time we learn a new song, I am so thankful for the chorus, because usually the verse is always difficult, but when you get to the chorus, especially because you repeat it over and over again, you kind of get confident, you can sing out loud, right? I can always tell when it's a song we really don't know, because when by the time we get to the chorus for the third time, everybody's going, yes! We got this. And that's the word we get, and it really is the word for rejoice. Rejoice is the word charis. Now you take charis and you add sunkaris. Sunkaris. I keep saying it like a Hebrew. I got to remember it's Greek. Sunkaris is the word I'd like to teach you today, and what it means is rejoicing together. And why it is so important for us to be in fellowship, why it's so important as we meet God, that we meet family, that we be part of a family, that we be part of a fellowship, that we be part of the body, is because there it is God's intention that we would rejoice like they're rejoicing in heaven, that we would rejoice together, that we would experience sunkaris. That's his intention, that's his desire, that's what he wants for his church. And that's why relationships are so important, because it is very difficult to live out the Christian life if you don't have a fellowship or a place where you can rejoice together. I'm seeing some people that like, is that true? It's true. It is very true. And I guess my hope is that there's a reason why Jesus said, wherever two or more are gathered in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Isn't it interesting? Because we know that you can experience God on your own, right? We know that we can be in our prayer closet and we can experience God's presence there. I've experienced that. We know we can experience Him on our own. But the promise, just as the promise, we know that Audrey has always been a child of God. Ever since she was conceived, God has had His desire and His love upon her. But yet today, what's proven is through water and the Word, she is marked. And there's witnesses, and we proclaim it together. And we rejoice together in the truth of what God has done, right? And it's the same with when he said two or three. It comes from the Old Testament where there had to be witnesses for things. If you were going to bring a charge against someone, there had to be two or three witnesses. And so Jesus' desire was that when we gather together, we can all agree, we can all share, we can rejoice together in the truth that what we're confessing is true. And so I guess my prayer for you is that you would understand, and I would as well, the importance of relationship. And we in the church, rightly so, we often put our huge amount of energy and time and everything on a relationship with God, right? Because that's our most important relationship. But sometimes, I don't know why we do this, but we forget that it's a relationship with family, the fellowship, the community, that's so important, right? Because I have seen over and over again people that get into the relationship with God, get right with God, and it doesn't seem to last. It seems that they're affected by the world around them. It seems that they're so quickly taken into what's going on around them. I quite frankly, when I worked in outside of the church, and I did this all the way through seminary, I have to tell you, it was very difficult to really, truly meet God and meet family when I was being affected by the people around me, and everything that they said and did was counter to what I should have been saying and doing. Living in the world is not easy. And so my prayer for us today is that we understand this is Audrey has been welcomed into the family. We're in the Lutheran Church, we're kind of different from a lot of churches out there. A lot of churches, they dedicate children. They say, well, you know, they're just, you know, dedicated to God, and that's really nice. Or some churches baptize, but they say, well, that's just, you know, giving them the opportunity to be part of the covenant. We say when they're baptized, they are part of the family. That they are part of the family. And those promises that God has given, that he will never forsake them, that he will always keep them in his hands, that he will run after them when they go astray, that he will provide for them and take care of them and keep them from harm, even when they're walking away from him. That is most certainly true. And that is what we rejoice together with today. So can we be a place where people can gather together and do that sunkaris, that we can rejoice together, so we have a glimpse of what's happening in heaven today? Can we be a place where people can experience a glimpse of what's going on in heaven, that we can celebrate with great joy the truth of the promise we have, that our relationship with God is secure in the knowledge that it is by his grace that we are saved through faith, and that he has done all the work, and that he is desperately wanting us to turn to him to forgive us our sins, and that he will pour his Holy Spirit upon us, and that he wants us to gather together with brothers and sisters in Christ so we can experience the power of celebrating and rejoicing together, giving people a glimpse of the love, the grace, the power, and the presence of the God of the universe that we serve. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you that you have given us the opportunity, the privilege, and the freedom in this wonderful nation to come together as people of God, children of God, and to celebrate with Audrey and her family today the wonderful truth that Jonathan and Teresa and Michelle are here to witness, and all of us are here to witness that in heaven, all of heaven is rejoicing. And we want to be a place where people can experience a glimpse of that type of celebration, that we are sunkaris, that we are rejoicing together because of what you have done and what you continue to do and what you will do among your people. You are our good shepherd, and you have done everything necessary for our salvation. There's nothing we can do on our own. And yet you promise to forgive us our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, and you promise to give us the power to live as your children each and every day. Lord, thank you. We just are amazed and humbled by your grace and your love. So may you pour out your peace upon us, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Also with you.
Please stand and turn to your neighbor and wish them God's